Now, today marks the centenary of the death of Arthur Griffith, who led the Irish delegation to the treaty negotiations in London in 1921. His contribution to the Anglo-Irish Treaty led to the creation of the Irish Free State. Griffith died at the age of 51 after suffering a brain hemorrhage, 10 days before his fellow treaty negotiator Michael Collins was killed in West Cork. An informal remembrance ceremony has taken place on Leinster House lawn today. It was organised by Independent TD Matt Shanahan after members of the Oireachtas were approached about the need to remember Griffith. Deputy Shanahan joins us now. Very good afternoon to you and thanks for taking the time to talk to us. You felt, if I understand correctly, that Griffith was being a bit forgotten in this decade of centenaries.
Well, I think that is the case, Brian, and some people I want to mention. One individual, Donal O'Brien Coyne in Drumcondra, who contacted all Oireachtas members, basically setting out that stance. He felt that Griffith should be honoured in Leinster House on the centenary of the anniversary of his death, and I felt likewise, and so therefore that is what spurred me to seek to try and mark the occasion today.
What do you think was Griffith's significance?
Well, I think you've highlighted it yourself in your preamble. The Anglo-Irish Treaty that he negotiated remains the framework treaty in the Irish state 100 years after his death. And I think, he broke his health trying to formulate in Ireland an independent, self-determined nation state. And that is what he contributed to. And unfortunately, it was only just at its birthing when he sadly passed. But he has a tremendous legacy along with the other founding fathers in our nation. But I think it was important on the centenary of the anniversary of his death today that his family was acknowledged and that his contribution to Ireland was acknowledged in some small way.
And that acknowledgement took place on Leinster lawn at Dáil Éireann because he was president of the Dáil at the time of his death.
He was, and he was also acting president when Eamon de Valera was overseas. So, and the Dáil was really the creation. Arthur Griffith was the man who drove the idea of an Irish Dáil, of an Irish Parliament, and he was the one who looked for Irish MPs at the time to abstain, to use an abstentionist policy and to sit in an Irish Dáil, which he was part of forming. So he has a tremendous legacy. I wanted it to be honoured today, and I think we did that with great dignity and great solemnity.
And perhaps there's no Irish political leader who was under the kind of pressure that he was under and over the period of the treaty negotiations and, of course, afterwards when the split occurred.
No, absolutely. And I think Michael Collins said it, that he was signing his death warrant. And I think Griffith may have felt that also. Unfortunately, his death came about in a different way. And I think the fact that he died so young a man shows that, the intolerable stress he was under for so long. And he carried a great burden. And I'm not sure in his lifetime that was properly acknowledged. And we tried to do that here in Leinster House today. And I'm very grateful for the support of the Ceann Comhairle, the Clerk of the Dáil, the Defence Forces, retired and serving, and for Leinster House, the Oireachtas members also, who came to support.
Deputy Matt Shanahan, thanks for talking to us on the programme.